We have seen Bitcoin this week experience one of its periodic drawdowns, as we talked about earlier in the show. Of course, crypto tends to be very volatile, and Bitcoin is no exception. Yesterday, we talked to Chris Marszalek. He's Crypto.com co-founder and CEO. We talked about his naming rights for the Staples Center. We also talked about his outlook for Bitcoin and where it's going to go.
Cryptocurrency is going to move beyond just trading, and it's going to affect the way we work and live. It's going to be the very fundamental change in how internet works. And you know, there's this this belief that Web3 is going to be different comparing to Web2, in a sense that the users, the creators, the builders will be able to own a piece of it and participate in it.
He did say, however, that he doesn't know where the price is going to go exactly. Let's bring in Meltem Demirs. Maybe she knows where it's going to go. CoinShares Chief Strategy Officer. Meltem, thanks for being here. Usually when we have you on, I feel like Bitcoin is on an upswing. Right now it's on a bit of a downswing. You know, and as somebody who's been in this market for a while now, you know that that is not necessarily unusual. But I'm just curious how you think about it when it is in a downtrend versus an uptrend, and how you approach your strategy in those cases.
Well, Julie, usually I bring out my hats. So yes. Here's my Bitcoin 100K hat. This is still the target for me. Look, and as you alluded to, what we always say at CoinShares is volatility is the price of opportunity here. This week, we saw cascading liquidations. Over $1 billion of open longs were liquidated. We have seen, you know, 13 weeks of consecutive inflows into Bitcoin and Bitcoin-related investment products. So it's normal in a market like this for us to see firms taking profits, people readjusting as we go into the end of the year. And we can't forget that macro also really impacts the climate for Bitcoin, with the taper supposedly starting, with concerns around inflation, and with yields rising across the board. I think investors are looking at their portfolios, making some adjustments. But again, if we look at what's happening in the broader market, Goldman just released new research this week, $5.5 trillion of dry powder sitting on the sidelines waiting to be deployed. It is our belief at CoinShares that a good chunk of that will end up in crypto. And again, we are in the roaring 20s, as I like to say. You know, we are seeing a cultural, political, social sort of shift happening. We saw this with the Constitution DAO, you know, a group of weirdos on the internet pulling their money together to try to buy a copy of the Constitution. This is just the beginning. And certainly at CoinShares, we're really optimistic and very convinced that this market has so much room left to grow.
You're right, Meltem. I mean, in many respects, crypto, it is becoming more mainstream as a result of all these things. And you're having a lot of new people now trying to invest in the space. Can you explain to them why we continue to see these really wild swings sometimes in Bitcoin?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things we can't forget is that crypto markets function very differently from traditional markets. One of the challenges in crypto is it's still very challenging to access leverage. Traders in particularly, you know, have to pay a funding rate to keep their options open, to keep their positions open. And that funding rate can be really expensive. This is something that was talked about a lot when the ProShares Bitcoin ETF launched, because that ETF is not a spot ETF. It's a futures ETF using the CME cash settled Bitcoin contract. And the cost of keeping a long open for a period of 12 months or longer in that futures contract is quite expensive. It can be as high as 10 to 12% of the size of your position on an annualized basis. So I think we have to remember that unlike traditional markets where there's tremendous amount of leverage and borrow that you can get at very low costs, where you know investors can have borrow that's 8-10 times of their principal position, in crypto, leverage cash is very expensive. So when we see these rapid moves, either to the upside or the downside, it dramatically alters the cost structure for traders of keeping positions open. And that we tend to see more liquidations, we tend to see more repositioning, and that leverage getting flushed out. So that's a slightly technical explanation. The other thing I'll also add is I think sentiment around cryptocurrency tends to be rather volatile, especially with how much news has come out, both on the positive side, but on the negative side, I think there is a lot of concern about SEC overreach. There is a lot of concern about regulatory overreach and just generally how this conflict between the world of crypto and decentralized open finance and the world of traditional markets, that conflict needs to get resolved. And there are a lot of open questions as to what that resolution will look like.
I think also I've seen some sort of burgeoning concern and questions about the exposure among market participants to crypto, and not just things like Bitcoin, but also even stable coins and how just how backed up and stable coins really are. And I wonder if that's something that people in the industry are concerned about at all.
Yeah, not at all. At CoinShares, we, you know, have traded in Tether since as early as 2013. We also trade in USDC. We ourselves custody and manage close to $7 billion in client funds. We have been, you know, custodying client funds for over 7 years now. So again, for us in the industry, you know, it's not a concern. I think there is a lot of FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt that gets created by some of these narratives. And again, I think one of the biggest challenges is if you're a stablecoin issuer and you have, in the case of Tether, $70 billion of assets, good luck finding a commercial bank that's going to take $70 billion in assets. Good luck parking that in commercial paper or overnights. So I think, again, one of the fundamental challenges is connecting crypto markets, which have developed entirely out of traditional financial markets, back into the existing traditional financial system is not a simple plug-in. There's a lot of translation that needs to happen there. And as this starts to happen more and more, there's a lot of friction because it's not a simple one-to-one translation. Crypto markets function totally differently than traditional financial markets. Bitcoin is an asset that settles with finality, and the financial system just has no idea how to integrate something like that. So that's some of the tension here that's playing out. It's, you know, technological incompatibility that we need to account for here.
Just really quickly, I have another price question for you, because we've seen these sort of traditional cycles that Bitcoin advocates and chart watchers tend to watch, where you have these 4-year cycles. We're getting into the end of the year, which traditionally has been a tough time. So do you think that we're going to see a 70 to 80% drawdown like we've seen in the prior couple of cycles?
Look, if I had a crystal ball, I wouldn't be here chatting with you. You know, I'd be trading and being very, very successful in it. But you make a really great point, Julie. Typically, we do tend to see Bitcoin cycles moving around these halvings, which is when Bitcoin's inflation schedule or its emission schedule gets cut in half. And what we have seen, like, let's be very candid. We started the year with Bitcoin at 20K. We've reached as high as 67K. That's a tremendous amount of growth. At the start of this year, the crypto market overall was less than $1 trillion. It's now a $3 trillion market. There's $100 billion of publicly listed equities, including our firm CoinShares, that trade on the market, that derive their revenues solely from the crypto sector. This is no longer, you know, a small esoteric corner of finance. And I think one of the things that does start to happen, you know, the volatility is certainly part of the story, but I don't think the drawdowns have been nearly as severe as of late. And as systemically, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies get more integrated into the broader financial system, I think that volatility will start to come down a bit. I think we will start to see more stability. But again, let's not forget this $5.5 trillion on the sidelines that's looking to allocate, as that flows into the crypto sector, that is going to have an upward impact on prices. So we continue to be optimistic through the end of this year and into next. But, you know, we never know with crypto. These markets, they move, they can move very quickly, and they're open 24/7, 365, have been for the last 11 years. So it's certainly been a wild ride and will continue to be.
And who knows, maybe you'll be able to get out that 100K Bitcoin hat if it actually achieves that. We'll see how long it does take to get there. Meltem Demirer, CoinShares Chief Strategy Officer, and as she mentioned, CoinShares now available to trade over the counter in the United States.